All ye holy guardian angels, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today was a very charming hymn that you sang at the beginning of Mass, and I'm sure that your dear guardian angels were very pleased and happy with the way that it sounded and with the love with which you sang it. So you should pay attention, though, today to your guardian angel, and that is what today's little talk will be about, your guardian angel. Children, one question for you. What is a soul worth? You couldn't buy a soul with $1 million. Not even $1 trillion would be enough for one soul, and you couldn't trade it for something better, even though that's what we always do in life. We're always wanting to trade it for just a moment of pleasure or for some material good, something that we want on this earth. And so we want to trade it, but it's not a good trade. We always get cheated because a soul is worth much more than anything on this earth. The soul is worth what the precious blood is worth. After all, we were bought and paid for by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. We were bought by His precious blood. And God so loves souls, your soul, that there's almost nothing He wouldn't do to protect it from sin and to bring it to heaven. Why, He gave us baptism to make our soul, which was ugly before God when we were first born in original sin, and He made it pure through the waters of baptism. And then when we get it dirty, when we get bigger and we get our soul dirty by committing sins, well, then He gave us the sacrament of penance to wash away our sins. And later on, He gives us the Holy Ghost to come and live in our soul, to make our soul His house, and He strengthens us and makes us good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And then He gives us food for our souls, the Holy Eucharist, that strengthens them and nourishes them so that we have strength to keep going on in our spiritual journey. Then He gave us the priesthood too. Think of it, without the priest, there would be no Mass, no Holy Communions. Your sins wouldn't be washed away in the sacrament of penance. He loved you so much, your souls, that He gave you the priesthood. And He gives you extreme unction when you get older and are close to death. And it gives you the strength to and the courage to die well and to die a holy death. And all of the sacramentals too, St. Benedict medals that drive away from us the temptations of the devils. See, all these things, the scapular that we wear and the promise that goes along with it, whosoever shall wear this scapular when he dies shall be saved from eternal hellfire. You see, God loves the soul so much that He gave us all of these things to protect it from the enemy. But then He does even more. He has given us each a special guardian angel. And we know this very well, but sometimes it's a good reminder just to sit and think about it for a time. He gave each of us a guardian angel. Remember that each angel is completely unique. No two angels are the same. They're like a different species of being. So no two angels are the same. And the angel that God gave to you is yours, and yours alone. It never, ever belonged to anyone else. And when you die and hopefully go to heaven, your angel will not belong to anyone else ever again. He's your angel and yours alone. And it is His duty to stay near you each day, as we say in the angel guardian prayer, to light, to guard, to rule, and to guide. That is what your angel does every day. He gives us light, you see, to know the things that we ought to do to please God and get to heaven. He guards. Did you know, children, there's always right beside you a battle that is going on? You don't hear the clanging of the swords, you don't hear the blow of the fists, and you don't hear the thud of a falling body that has just been slain, but it is a fight going on right now beside you and all around us, a fight between the bad angels and your guardian angel. But over what? Over your soul. Everyone is after your soul. God is after it. Lucifer is after it. The bad angels are after it, and the guardian angel is there to protect it. And he is constantly repelling the enemy and fighting him off. And so we ought to trust in him. Trust in him every day. He kneels by us when we pray, and he prays with us, during the Mass especially. And he takes our prayers to God's throne, and he takes our souls to heaven too. When we die, our guardian angel doesn't just abandon us. He takes our souls to heaven, to the throne of God. And if we should have to go to purgatory, he takes us there. And then he comes and he consoles us when we're in the fires of purgatory. Because certainly we need someone to console us in purgatory. It is so painful there and so unpleasant. But he does, and he comes and consoles the poor souls in purgatory. He does so much for you. Now, to end this sermon, if he does so much for you, then it means, too, that we have to do a lot for him. What are your duties to the guardian angel? First, it's easy. Pray to him. Pray to him every day. And then secondly, have a reverence for his presence. All the saints tell us one of the greatest remedies for overcoming temptation is to remember that your angel is watching, and he sees exactly what you're doing. And so that is how we show a reverence for his presence. Don't do anything in his presence that you wouldn't do in my presence. When you see a priest, everyone wants to behave and act like he's not doing anything wrong. Well, often the priest knows you were doing something bad. So don't think you can always get away with it. Sometimes you can, sometimes not. But in any case, don't do anything in your guardian angel's presence that you wouldn't do in mine or Father Chicada's or Bishop Dolan's presence. Thirdly, you should trust in him. Remember, your angels don't stay reluctantly. They love us. They want to be with us. And they find great joy in being with us. And so they love helping us too. And so we should trust that they will always help us when we call upon them. Fourthly, we should show gratitude to him. That means to thank him for all that he has done to protect us. And then fifthly, here's something we should do too. Show devotion to the angels of others. That's something we all forget from time to time. We're having an argument with somebody and we can't settle it ourselves. Talk to the other person's angel. Your angel, their angel can influence that other person where we cannot. Or if you're having a fight with a classmate, talk to the other student's angel. And so on and so forth. And when you're walking down the streets, there's all these angels that you don't see, but they are there. You should greet them. When you say hello to somebody on the streets, greet his angel as well. These are all great ways of showing devotion to the angels. And I want all of you today to remember one of these things that you should do. I want you to keep it in mind and just do it. Show that devotion and that love to your angel today, whether it be just to say a little prayer to him, or to say thank you to him, or to speak to someone else's angel. I want you to do something like that today in order to show your love for the guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.